Hey wellness crew, welcome to the first episode of Bags of Wellness, the podcast where we talk wellness essentials for a balanced and thriving lifestyle. I'm your host, Jessica Rowe, author of A New Level Mindset, which is available on Amazon.com, and I'm also a motivational speaker. I want to thank you so much for joining me on my first episode, and we can get into these wonderful topics of wellness. On today's episode, we'll be talking about the wellness journey and how I got here. Stay tuned. Hey crew, I am so happy that you all are here and we can spend a little time and having a good conversation about the wellness journey and how I got started on my wellness journey and how you can get started on yours too. I am so excited to finally to be able to dive into this topic, which I've been wanting to speak about openly for some time. For many of you, you may not know my story, and it all began with, and I'm going to be honest, be real with y'all, it began with anxiety and depression. I went back to school in 2010. I graduated in 2013. I went back to school for my bachelor's degree in criminal justice. I'm working a full-time job. I got a full-time family. Little kids at the time, but they are adults now. And I was going 3 to 4 days a week. So this was a lot I was doing, but I know I was doing it for my family. So I did this thing again, went back to school, got the degree, graduated with honors, started to apply for jobs. And really, I started to apply for jobs maybe 6 months before graduation. But I'm applying for jobs. I'm redoing my resume. I am redoing my cover letter. I'm doing the whole nine. I'm doing everything, y'all. Everything that I'm supposed to be doing. And what happens? Nothing. I got interviews. I got callbacks. I got those emails and things like that. But nothing to the point of which I was looking for, in which I wanted, because I thought since I had this piece of paper that, hey, it was on, it was going to happen. Everything was going to be okay, but it wasn't. And from there, I fell into a deep depression, had anxiety. I was really, really mainly upset. I felt as if I had wasted almost four years of my time going back to school and getting a bachelor's degree. Now it was 3 years because I had already had some credits, so I didn't have to do a whole 4 years on the school that I went to. So I was like, that's even better, right? Wasn't happening. So with all the hurt and pain and disappointment and somewhat of embarrassment here and there, I felt like it was just all downhill from there. And I saw doctors. At first, I didn't know it was anxiety. I didn't know it was depression. I just know I was in pain. I was hurting. I had headaches. My chest was hurting. It was just all bad for me for at least a year before I found out that indeed it was anxiety and depression that I was dealing with. And had to get to the root cause of it, which was me not being able to find the job that I thought that I was going to get. That was the root cause of it. And I had to acknowledge, accept that, and move on with my life. That wasn't easy. It wasn't an easy thing to do, but I had to do it for my family. I still had to work for my family. Again, I have small kids. They were in elementary school and junior high school. So I had to still show up and do my due diligence and take care of my family as needed. Even though I was going through all these issues that I was going through, but somehow I made it through. I made it through with the help of family, a few friends that I told about the issues and things that I have. Because like I said, it was a little bit embarrassment as well. So it was hard to talk to even family about those issues that I was going through. So one day I'm on good old Facebook. I'm scrolling through, and Facebook had just implemented the groups part of their app to where, you know, you can join groups and connect and chill with like-minded people on, you know, certain topics. So I saw a group called Healing Woman to Healing Nation, and I thought, wow, this is exactly what I need. I've been to doctors and they're just prescribing me pills and saying, hey, take this, and just not really being of help. They took all kinds of tests, EKGs, blood work. Everything was normal. Everything was fine. But it was, I learned later on, my mind, my mental health, my mental capacity was just drained. And I didn't know that at the time, but now I know. And when I saw the group Heal a Woman to Heal a Nation, I immediately requested to be in that group. And I just found the other women in there going through the same things that I had been going through. Wanted to have this great career or this great job, and it wasn't happening. So the women who were the leaders in that group and other women they had working with them were really talking about things such as working for yourself, doing your own thing, taking what you know, your gifts, talents, and skills, and turning it into a business. One lady was saying, hey, I made this company $1 million doing marketing. I can do that for myself. And she was able to do that. So many great stories of women taking their talents and gifts and skills and just turning it into their own income for themselves. Granted, it was hard work. And that is the thing that a lot of us, when we first get started in business, we don't realize that, hey, this stuff is a lot of work that we have to do, right? I mean, we know it's work, but we don't know what really goes into it until you get into it, right? And so as I was following this group on Facebook, I followed them for about a year. Come to find out, they had an annual women's conference. I think it was the 11th annual by the time I found out they were going on their 11th year. And I'm like, yes, I'm going. I'm there. When is it? I don't care how much it is. I am going to make sure I get this. I need this, right? I need this. And so I signed up. I mentioned it to my family briefly. It wasn't a long talk about, okay, you don't know anybody there. That is in Baltimore. That's way on the East Coast. We're here on the West Coast. It wasn't even a question. I just knew that this was going to not necessarily save me, but help me come out of this depression that I was in, because it was something new. It was something, you know, it was different. It wasn't the same old go to school, get an education, get a good job, and retire, and you'll have that gold watch, right? It wasn't that. This was something about taking what you know, the skills and gifts and talents that you have been given, and turning it into something that's not only helpful for people, but it's helpful for yourself, right? It helps you bring out your skills even more. It enhances it. And I'm just like, I'm in awe. Y'all can see how excited I'm getting when I'm talking about it, right? Because I'm getting loud, because I'm like, that was what I needed. And so I went to Baltimore. I went for 3 days, and it was like I've known these women for years. It did not feel like a strange place. It felt like a safe place, a quiet place, a comfortable place. And when I say a safe place, meaning safety among like minds who are sharing their dreams, their ideas, their thoughts, their goals with each other. And we are giving each other mega support. And that's what it felt like to me. It was so sad when I had to leave, but to this, that was back in 2015. And to this day, I am still connected with many of those women from that journey. So once I came back home, I immediately started looking up working for yourself, entrepreneurship, all the information I could gather on it at that time. And based on the things that they were saying, and based on the things, the research that I was doing, I'm like, wait a minute, I gotta develop this. I gotta get my personal development together. I gotta build up my confidence. I gotta let go of fear. I gotta let go of doubt. I gotta let go of procrastination in order for me to turn my ideas into reality. So I decided to write the book, A New Level Mindset. And I wrote that book, and it was just like I was amazed at myself that I even was able to just belt out this story on the computer and have it sent to a publisher who loved it and was excited to publish the book for me. I'll tell you later on how I got connected with that publisher, but all this stuff was new to me. It was exciting to me. I'm still working my job, but I was doing something different. I was doing something for myself, and I started to feel better. I started to come out of the depression. I started to come out of the anxiety, and I started to believe in me. I started to believe in myself and not what society says that I'm supposed to be doing, the things that I should be doing. I know what I need to be doing for me and for myself. And that felt so good to do that. When I wrote that book, I published it. The cover of the book, that's another story. It's so personal. So I encourage you to go ahead and get that book on Amazon.com, A New Level Mindset by Jessica Rowe. Get that book. You'll get a more in detailed story about the things that I went through. But that was the start of my wellness journey. I didn't know it at the time, but that was the start of it. And I'm continuing on that journey. Now, I'm gonna admit, I fell off here and there. I fell back into depression a couple of times. But because I had gone through it so tough the first time, the last couple few times that I, dealt with depression, I was able to bounce back from it quickly. I noticed that because, see, I knew what was on the other side of my depression and my feelings and things that I had when it came to my life. So I was able to come back from it a little, quicker than before. And now sometimes things happen, things are just not all the way perfect all the time. But now I recognize things, right? I recognize when I'm not feeling well or when I'm not doing well. And I start to do my own research within me and work on those things that I need to work on to help pull myself out and keep going. Be resilient, So I encourage you to get on your wellness journey. If you are constantly feeling like something is not right, something is not good, I need to do something different with my life. I long to do something different and new and fun and exciting with my life. I encourage you to write those things down. Write it down and start to explore those things. Not necessarily like a bucket list, but some things that you need to be doing, that you want to do, that it's going to make you feel good. It's going to help you with your wellness. It may help you. Maybe you're having these aches, these pains, anxiety, these thoughts. And usually it's because we're holding on to stuff that we can't control. We don't want to let certain things go. And that's usually what holds us back. That's what's hindering us from moving on in our greatness, moving on in the ways that we want to move on in life. Listen, I know it's not easy. I know it, but I do know it's possible, right? I know it's not easy, but I do know it's possible. And it's up to you to take that journey, take that step, and continue to move forward at your pace. the way you want to move, not the way others think you should move, but the way you want to move. You know how to move in the right direction. This is for you. This is for yourself. This is for your overall health and wellness and in life. You're the driver. You control it. You're the captain of your ship. You control it. So take that time and work on yourself and work on your healing. If you need to seek therapy, you need to go to a counselor, do that. Like I've said in my intro, I'm not a doctor. I'm just someone who's had the experience, done the research, and I want to share it with other people so they can get on the road to their wellness. They can get on their journey. They can get to the healing and things that they need for themselves. Just giving them that boost, giving them that nudge and say, hey, girl, you got it. Hey, bro, you got it. You can do it. So that's my story, right? That's my story about the journey to wellness. I hope it was helpful for you. I hope you enjoyed it. Share this podcast if you would like to. I appreciate if you could. And I believe there is an area where you can put some comments there as well. So go ahead, put the comments down there. Talk to me. Let me know how this helped you, if any, or if, you know, things resonated with you, if there were some pointers or takeaways that you got from this podcast, let me know. Let a girl know. Let your sister know. And let's continue to go on in strength and in wellness. I appreciate you all listening. I'll talk to you next week. Continue to stay tuned. Bye-bye.